For the beauty of the earth, for the glory of the skies, for the love which from our birth over and around us lies. Lord of all, to thee we raise this our hymn of grateful praise. And let's greet one another with God's peace this morning. You might as well tell a story. It was, it still is, though. We're talking about the train.
It's supposed to come here today.
Testing, 1, 2, testing. Testing, 1, 2. That's all the further I can count.
Saw the tracks.
Very quick. Did you notice as soon as we started talking about the train, the sun came in? You know, there's a lot of train songs, and a lot of train songs about going to heaven. The Midnight Special, Let the Midnight Special Shine Her Light on Me. It's a black spiritual, and it comes from their yearning to be set free and to go to heaven and meet Jesus. So the story goes. How's she going here? I talked to Barb yesterday. She's still recovering, and face is getting looking better all the time. She can wear her glasses.
Can you hear me all right? Is this on?
Well, now this one isn't on. Okay, this one on now? No, not yet. You can't run them both at once. Well, I want this for somebody else when they talk. Can we run them both? I don't know. Okay. Well, I'll just use this one for now then. You can say something, okay.
I can always say something.
Yeah, you're not bashful, are you?
Yeah. Jay has gone away because he's judging in Oklahoma City. He's judging the world champion Morgan Horse Show. And Morgan's is what we raised and we showed there for years. So he'll be there almost 10 days. And they judge day after day. And so many, I guess they've got over 3,000 horses. So I'm very proud of him, but he doesn't accept the compliments from me, you know, but that's the way it is. I know. And then if I try to tell him anything about the horses, he doesn't like it. Oh, well.
I still haven't seen that time when he was on, Channel 9? But, you know, I saw him, was it last week when they had the firefighters, Fallen Firefighters Memorial Service. He was on then, just briefly. And certainly a joy for you to see that those stables.
Seth, he's going to quit the foundation. He's been president for 10 years. He keeps
going. Oh, that's Jay for you, right?
Yeah. He had me on with that firefighter yesterday
the one that died, I think, in Colorado or somewhere. And she was from Minnesota and gone out there. And so, but Jay had a lot of people on the committee that handled the funeral. But he was sorry he wasn't here for it, you know. That's an important job for him. He enjoys it.
And you enjoy following his career,
yes,
as well.
Yeah.
Other joys, concerns? You want to say a word about the Bible study coming up?
There'll be a Bible study on the Gospel of John starting, actually it'll be the fourth Sunday, so the 26th, right after worship. So, yep. And then November will be the third and the fourth Sundays as well. Then we'll probably take a break and finish it in the spring, I think. Nobody really likes to, unless we keep doing it Sunday mornings, I guess that hasn't fully been decided, but we're going to start this month. And then November 3rd and 4th Sundays, right after worship. Okay.
And remember, you can, if you miss a service here, you can listen to it over the internet, because we're set up for that now, right? Peg isn't here, but I know it's set up. You go to the website. Dave, you want to say?
There was some confusion where to go. Go to the website and hit sermons and then scroll down and you'll find the Sunday that you'd like to listen to. Go to the menu and find sermons.
Well, it's the whole service though. Yeah, yeah. Oh, you have to hit sermons. Okay.
Also, there was an article in the Chronicle about Jay going to Kentucky and winning so much.
In the Chronicle.
Yes, it was in the last one last week. A lot of pictures of him and the horses. Yeah.
I'll be looking. Haven't gotten to the Chronicle yet, but I'll be looking. Yeah. Other joys, announcements, concerns? How's Tate doing? And Mom and Dad? Yeah. 10-pound mark? Wow. And his first words are, Papa? Well, maybe it's Mama first, huh? Or Grandma? And Justin's sits is still in a facility. He's still unconscious? Yeah. Chris, how are you healing up? I know we're still praying for you, right? Yeah. Good. There's one mistake when you come to it. It's just an omission. If you go to the prayer of thanksgiving, I want you to be aware that it's on the second page, about midway down, after communion, which you're having this morning. May there be friends to share the road as we dare, and then it should be the words, to walk together, as we dare to walk together. And I thought you'd like to know that, Jim, because you noticed, probably looked at that and said, well, that's not a complete sentence there. Now it is, to walk together. Today is also the Sunday, we didn't do a very good job of announcing it, but it's called One Great Hour of Sharing. And then I wrote up my check, and I'll put that along to my regular one. But I know some put in cash, and the cash goes for One Great. It was started after the Second World War to help the European countries recover from the war efforts. And of course, many years later, there's still a need for war. I don't know how much would go there, but it's to help others. That's a good way of putting it. To share. It's a special offering, one of our five special offerings in the United Church of Christ. It's to help others. walk together. You know, I'm glad to see so many last Sunday here and so many here this Sunday. Something about a football game in Europe. But somebody asked me this morning, why do they have to go and play in Europe? And the answer I got was money. So that's all I know. Other concerns or joys? Well, we've been worshiping because greeting one another is really worship, but yet there's something printed here. And it's based on one of our four readings for this Sunday from the lectionary. God's mercies never end. They are new every morning. We gather in gratitude that our faith may increase. We will sing our songs of praise. We will proclaim the good news of the gospel. Take delight in God, who is with us wherever we go. Trust God, even when we do not feel like singing. We will commit all our ways to God. We will wait patiently for answers to our prayers. By God's grace, we are gathered for worship. In God's love, we are no longer exiles and strangers. We have been called together by the Holy Spirit. We will reassure this special time in sacred space. Many of those words are directly from Psalm 137. And many of these words written here were actually written first about 30 or 40 years ago by Ruth Duck was her name. And I feel like they still apply today, especially this prayer of invocation. Pray it with me to say, make your presence known among us, O God, for the foundation of our lives are shaking. We grieve in loneliness amid the crowds. We huddle in fear because of the violence that surrounds us. Cities are ravaged and rural areas are not safe. We are exiled from the homeland of our dreams. Draw us to yourself, gracious God, that we may experience your reign among us. So be it. And it's especially important on Communion Sunday, the first Sunday of the month, that we pray this prayer of confession together to say, O God, we face our world with cowardice. We would rather avoid danger than take a stand against injustice. We want to enjoy privileges not available to others. We wish to keep away from all the cries for help that bombard us. The problems around us are overwhelming. The dizziness inherent. Too often we lash out at others rather than listening to you for guidance and strength. Now, in these moments together, we cry out for help. We want to be your people. We want to live with a clear conscience and right spirit. Remake us, loving God. Amen. Be assured that God hears our prayers, our honest prayers of confession, how we all fall short, live in a world of sin, and the need to be pardoned for our missteps. Know that that happens as we pray to God. We've lost something again. Can you come and help me with it, quick? I know you could. And I know you're very quick. You've maybe done this before. But I got out my buffalo cup. Out of the shelf it was in. You've seen this before, probably, right? Go ahead, be seated. I'll sit with you. You know what's in here? He knows that a rock is in here. Be very careful with it. Pull the handkerchief and see that if it comes out. Yeah. Ooh, ow, ooh, yeah. Hope it didn't break. But it's a rock. And it says something on it, doesn't it?
You are loved.
It says you are loved. The rock's broken in two. That's only a half truth, isn't it? You know what a half truth is? Well, that's when we kind of stop in mid-sentence and say, that's enough. That song, Jesus loves me, this I know. You probably know that one. For the Bible tells me so. But, well, there's more to that story. And so, since you and Ben, you like to go find things in confirmation, they think you can find the part of that rock? Maybe. Well, you got 60 seconds. It's up here somewhere. He's looking all over. Not there. He's looking. Oh, good place to look. Yeah. He's gone behind. Uh-oh. Oh, no. You got it. How long did that take? More importantly, does it fit together? Hold it up so they can see how it fits together. So the first part says, you are loved. What's the next part say?
And so are they.
And so are they. God's love doesn't stop at any boundaries. I suppose you better put it in there for another time. Maybe you can hide it from Bennett in confirmation. He'll never find it, will he? Dear God, we thank you together that you not only love us here, but you love others everywhere. It's hard for us to know how it can happen. But then we're not God, but yet we're part of your body in Jesus Christ. Amen. Dave's waiting to learn something from you and teach something for you. Okay. Coming to read or something else next, Jim? Oh, we have a song. That's what you're holding up. Okay, let's sing this song. I love this song. I love to tell the story. I love to tell a story upon seen things above and his glory of Jesus and his love. I love to tell a story because I know it's true. It satisfies my longings as nothing else can do. I love to tell a story, will be my theme in glory, to tell the old, old story of Jesus and his love. I love to tell the story more wonderful it seems than all the golden fancies of all our golden dreams. I love to tell a story, it did so much for me. And I'll let all the story of it be to thee. I love to tell the story, and when in thee and in glory, to tell the old, old story of Jesus and his love. I love to tell the story, it's pleasant to repeat it. What seems each time I tell it, more wonderfully sweet. I love to tell a story, for some have never a message of salvation from God's own holy word. I love to tell the story, will be my theme in glory, to tell the old, old story of Jesus and his love. I love to tell a story for those who know it best, seem hungering and thirsting to hear it like the rest. And when in scenes of glory I sing the new song, it'll be the old, old story that I have loved so long. I love to tell a story, will be my theme in glory, to tell the old story of Jesus and his love. Amen. And thank you again, James, for reminding me that there's something else before the reading of this gospel. Meaning, good news. There's a lot of it in here, but I know I struggled with it this time, especially.
A reading from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 17. Jesus said to his disciples, "Occasions for sin are bound to come, but woe to anyone through whom they come. It would be better for you if a millstone were hung around your neck and you were thrown into the sea than for you to cause one of these little ones to sin. Be on your guard. If a brother or sister sins, you must rebuke the offender. And if there is repentance, you must forgive. And if the same person sins against you seven times a day and turns back to you seven times and says, 'I repent,' well, then you must forgive." The apostle said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." And the Lord replied, "If you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you. For who among you would say to your slave who has just come in from plowing or tending sheep in the field, 'Come here at once and take your place at the table'? Would you rather not say to the slave, 'Prepare supper for me, put on your apron and serve me while I eat and drink, then later you may eat and drink'? Do you thank the slave for doing what was commanded? So you also, when you have done all that you were ordered to do, simply say, we are worthless slaves. We have done only what we ought to have done. Here ends the word of the Lord.
I've read that several times this week, Jim, and all others. Still not sure what it all means. But I've read it so much, like, I don't know. Jesus, give me a break. I can't quite figure this out. Give us a break. Do people still say that today? Give me a break. I see one head, a couple heads nod, all right. And what does it mean? Sometimes it can mean someone's annoying you with a particular question, like I'm probably doing right now. Or they told you to do something, maybe it's a parent, maybe you go back a ways and mom or dad or after you to do something and come on, Mom, give me a break. I've been trying. Nowadays, it's kind of like, give me a break. I feel I have to watch the news, you know, to see what's going on in the world. I rely a lot on public radio, which seems to be more kind of in the center of things. Not so flamboyant or about this or that. But still, it's kind of like, well, give me a break from, it seems like the news, it's not new, it's old. We've still got war going on all the time, it seems to make the headlines. Can we get a break from that? Shootings all over, there's scandals, there's rumors of war, there's what'll happen. And of course, the earth seems to be doing strange things lately. There's still this debate about climate change and if humans cause it. Even a little more and more, it's kind of looked like we got something to do with it, and it is changing. Or is that another conspiracy theory? Give me a break from conspiracy theory. So easy to spread on the internet, as you know. There's fake news, and now we got the AI, augmented intelligence. Give me a break. Seem to get overwhelmed. We need breaks, though, don't we? That word, take a break. Still visions of remembrances of basic training at Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri. Okay, I go by the hour here, but you get 10-minute break every hour. Whether you're sitting down listening to a lecture, whether you're out doing exercises, physical training, get a break every hour, 10 minutes. And the old saying was, take 10, expect 5, and get 2. On purpose, to keep you alert and ready. Short breaks. Jesus now, in our good news in our gospel, is with his disciples. Forgive, forgive, forgive. And there is power in forgiveness, of course. But I don't know. Is it asking too much? Jesus, you're after us all the time to forgive. We had a beautiful example of that. Was it a couple of weeks now where Erica Kirk, wife of Charlie, who was murdered in the middle of a lecture, where she said, and I'm sure you've seen this, I forgive the man that shot my husband and killed him. Powerful forgiveness. More power to her, more power to us that we can do that. An amazing thing to do. Now, Jesus here with his disciples, he seems to go into detail more what forgiveness actually is. Did you follow that? I guess I'd forgotten this a little bit. But he's with the disciples and he says, now, if one of you, my disciples, has a grievance against someone else, they're all men, he should go to that other disciple, and maybe there were others following along that were women, I don't know in this case, it just seems to be the 12. Go to that other disciple and confront him and say, you offended me with that remark or whatever it was. And then if the person acknowledges that and says then in return, well, forgive me, I didn't know, or something like that, then you have the obligation to forgive. As Jim read, all day, 77 times, or 7 times 70 or something, meaning always forgive. Don't count so many. But you got to ask, how does that carry over today? Well, in the case of Erica Kirk's, she couldn't go to that person. He took his own life, right? Or did he? I can't. I've lost track. Or is he still in prison somewhere? But it'd be hard to go to him and say, that was a devastating thing that you did. And so it is with so many shooters today that you're just left hanging. We can't go to them. It's impossible to. And how can, and if it's somebody we know, how can we go to them and rebuke them in a kind and a good and a gentle and a way that says we can still be friends? That's hard to do, isn't it? Forgiving is hard. Give me a break, Jesus. Especially time after time after time. Give us a break. Then a little bit later, or earlier, I guess we back up a little bit in that section that Jim read. This business about slaves, aren't we done with slavery? I mean, is Jesus endorsing slavery here? Can it be used as a case study to say it's all right to have slaves? What does this mean today? I think Jesus is trying to direct us, yes, take care of the ones that work for you. But remember, somehow we're all slaves to God. Probably servants is a better word. But in a way, we do owe a debt of love, of service to our Creator. Wouldn't be here. Wouldn't be God's creation and salvation through Jesus Christ. But must we admit that we're worthless slaves? Give me a break, Jesus. And then this parable about the 10 lepers. What's the deal with that? Jesus heals all 10. Only one comes and says, thank you, Jesus. And of course he says, where's the others? Where's the other 9? You know who the one was that came and said thank you? A despised Samaritan. Not even one of them. Somebody different. Where's the other 9? Are we the other 9? Or are we somebody different? Give me a break, Jesus. How can I figure that one out? But the last one, Well, the one that strikes me is, you see, how do you take Jesus when he says these things? He tells this story. The disciples, they see his faith, his trust in his Father. And they seemingly innocently, with a good heart, they say, give us this faith. We want what you have. And Jesus says, and here I don't know, does he speak in a kind way or in an irritating way? Does he say, well, if you had even a little bit of faith, you could say to the mountain, then go away? Or is he kind of almost winking, maybe with a smile on his face, say, you know, you've got faith. It's little, but it's powerful. I like the second interpretation, because faith too is a gift. Jesus helps us to trust no matter what. Sure, they're saying they want more, but more of what? More of what? And how much do you need, Jesus says. Evidence is right here. Jesus, give me a break. My brain is having trouble. It's the way I felt this week about Friday, trying to figure out what's going on here with this text. And then it's like a light bulb just went on over here someplace in my head. You know, you've seen those pictures. And it's almost like it was Jesus saying, I don't want to say it was his voice or anything, but it was almost like, you've got your break. What do you mean? It's Communion Sunday. Remember, I broke my body for you. I gave you a break right there. I forgave you. Even though they decide, disciples betrayed him, turned their back, were scared to be seen around him. He forgave them ahead of time. Thank you, Jesus, for the break. Hopefully, we heal. We get well. We realize in Christ we are one body, we are whole. Thank you, Jesus. First Sunday of the month, we turn in our Bibles, front cover. There's a statement of faith here. It's called the Apostles' Creed. Together, let us say that. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, buried, he descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. And from thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the holy universal Christian church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Communion hymn is also in this hymnal, number 459. Go ahead. As we drink this cup, we worship you. As we eat this bread, we honor you. As we offer you our lives, as you have offered yours for us, we remember all you've done for us. We remember your covenant with us. We remember when worship you, O Lord. We sing it again. As we drink this cup, we worship you. As we eat this bread, we honor you. As we offer you our lives, as you have offered yours for us, we remember all you've done for us. We remember your covenant with us. We remember and worship you, O Lord. On this meal, they're only little bits, but they're reminders of how Christ's body was broken open. Innocent man being put to death. It'd be a sad story, but they tried to keep him down, but he rose again. Sent the Holy Spirit to be with us. We thank you for your body and now your church, your children. We eat. Body of Christ. Body of Christ. And as his body was broken open, blood everywhere poured out. The life in us, Christ in us, among us, everywhere. The cup of suffering, yet the cup of thanksgiving. For your death and your resurrection, we drink to you, O God. Ushers will bring you up down the middle. We exit the sides. Body of Christ. 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 Go in peace and serve the Lord. Body of Christ. 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 Go in peace and serve the Lord. Body of Christ. 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 Go in peace and serve the Lord. The prayer of thanksgiving. Let's pray together to say that the bread has been broken, the cup has been poured, the meal has been shared. Gracious God, we give thanks for bread for the journey, for the wisdom guiding us along the way. May there be friends to share the road as we dare to walk together. And we pray not only for ourselves here, but for the world. And all those unanswered questions, why? Why death to innocent people, it seems like. It seems like we're coming more removed from the way we do war nowadays, trusting bombs to fly from out of the sky and drones, yet landing on people that innocents, you know, at least don't deserve to be killed. Help us to know that we can't kill for peace, that the peace you give is not as the world seems to tempt us with, more money, more food, more this, more that. Help us to know this faith that's in us that can guide us to do good things. And so we pray together, especially this prayer that Jesus taught us to pray as we say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Our offering, we rise and sing, Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise God, all creatures here below. Praise God above, you heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. We pray this prayer together. In unison, we say that we are grateful to you, O God, for the faith we have inherited. We give thanks for the courage and faithfulness of ancestors who suffered for the gospel that we might know your love. We join with them in putting our trust in you. May we match their generosity and self-discipline, seeking above all else to know your will and to do it. To that end, we dedicate our offerings. So be it. We give thee but thine own, whate'er the gift may be. All that we have is yours alone, our trust, O Lord, from thee. Amen. From Psalm 91, Under His Wings. 620, we sing. Under his wings I am safely abiding, though the night deepens and tempests are wild, still I can trust him. I know he will keep me. He has redeemed me, and I am his child. Under his wings, under his wings, who from his love can sever? Under his wings my soul shall abide, safely abide forever. Under his wings, what a refuge in sorrow. How the heart yearningly turns to his rest. Often when earth has no balm my healing, there I find comfort, and there I am blessed. Under his wings, who from his love can sever? Under his wings, my soul shall abide, safely abide forever. Under his wings, what precious enjoyment. There I will hide till life's trials are o'er. Sheltered, protected, no evil can harm me. Resting in Jesus, I'm safe evermore. Under his wings, under his wings, who from his love can sever? Under his wings, my soul shall abide, safely abide forever. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you and give you peace. Lift up his countenance upon you and be gracious unto you. Amen.